who better to talk wrestling than everybody's favorite, Brett the Hitman Hart, joining me on the line. Brett, thanks a lot for this.
It's a great day.
Absolutely is. And Brett, I know the wrestling in your era, I mean, it seemed like that was the heyday. Where is wrestling right now? It seems like it's maybe more popular than ever.
Well, you know, the thing about it, that the wrestlers today, the young wrestlers today are just, they've just taken it up a notch. If you ask me, they're moving a lot faster. The matches are fast-paced. And there's so many guys that are creating, like, fresh new moves, ideas that I've never seen before. I think there's a lot of people say they don't watch wrestling anymore. They don't watch anymore. They like it back.
They're lying.
Fine. But, you know, if you sit down and you watch the wrestlers today, you realize that they're actually better, and they're moving better, and they're telling better stories than they ever have before. And it's I'm a bigger fan today of the wrestlers now than I've ever been.
That's funny. You don't hear a lot of people saying that. You know, former baseball players, they say, oh, yeah, it was just as good. The game was better in my day. But you're actually saying that wrestling is better now than when you were involved?
Yeah, I would say for sure. They're moving way faster. You know, even the girl wrestlers today.
They're
doing so much more in their matches than the girl wrestlers from my day. Trust me on that.
What makes it so much better? I mean, are wrestlers more technically proficient? I mean, is there a reason behind it? Is it just it's natural evolution like any sport?
Well, I don't want to sort of toot my own horn, but I think a lot of the wrestlers today grew up watching me, and they grew up watching Shawn Michaels, and they grew up watching my era. Not, you know, they didn't wrestle the, you know, no discredit to the Hulk Hogans and the Andre the Giants and the wrestlers that came just before me. They did a lot, but I think, you know, we took it up a notch back in the 90s and kind of turned wrestling on its ear. It was during the 90s, I think it was, you know, the steroid thing, it sort of cleaned up, you know, had been a problem and got cleaned up in wrestling when I was champion. And, you know, it was the smaller guys finally got a chance to sort of show that it wasn't about the 24-inch pythons. It was more about the actual wrestling ability of the wrestlers in the ring. And, you know, I take credit for a big part of that sort of direction that wrestling went in the 90s. And if you ask me, I think a lot of the wrestlers that are wrestling today, the big stars, like Cesaro and Randy Orton and Sheamus, you can just go on and on, look at them, and they'll tell you that they watched Bret Hart when they were growing up. And, you know, when I watch someone like Daniel Bryan, who's the star of the show right now, even though he's injured, he reminds me so much of my brother Owen. He has so much of Owen in his moves and in the way he wrestles, his underdog personality has got Owen written all over it. You just see that there's people here that have been influenced by the wrestlers that paved the way in the first place.
Talking to Brett the Hitman Hart.
Right back to the network.
Yeah. Talking to Brett the Hitman Hart on Sportsnet 590 The Fan. I'm Ben Ennis filling in for Jeff Blair. And Brett, you touched on something there, the steroid era, and we know that wrestling has seen its fair share of early deaths, and I wonder if it's moving away from that, and we are going to see healthier post-wrestling careers for some of these guys.
Oh, I think for sure. I mean, no doubt in my mind. You know, today, like in WWE, with the protocol for concussion injuries you know, it's just like the NFL. You know, everyone's the wrestler's safety is a priority now. They have trainers. There's so many things that have changed that are not the way they used to be. The wrestlers today are not the big, bulky, heavy wrestlers of the 80s and 90s. They're out drinking beer after the show every night. The wrestlers today are, you know, they're super fit. They're mostly on their video games and on their phones all day long. They don't have any kind of a life. they're pretty serious about their conditioning, and they're all, you know, I think in order to even be a wrestler, you've got to have a high school education now, and you know, there's so many challenging. It's not easy to be a pro wrestler today. There's so many different facets to it, and you know, kudos to all the wrestlers today. I think the girl wrestlers have really, you know, they've changed wrestling over the last 10 years. So it's just such a bigger part of the show, and they look so much better than they did back in the Moolah days when I grew up. But, you know, going back to the network, though, I think that whatever era you like, if you like the Hulk Hogan era and the guys with the big arms and the big legs and the giant freaky wrestlers from the 80s, you know, and how that all shifted and changed. And if you watch that and you can see the progression of how wrestling changed from the 80s into the 90s. And, you know, you can go back to any of these pay-per-views, WrestleMania 1, WrestleMania 4, right? You can just see that how wrestling evolves over time. And I know a lot of people that, like parents or fathers anyway, are sitting their sons down saying, hey, this is the guy you want to watch. You know, I know John Cena is your favorite, but here,
yeah,
put a little Bret Hart on for about 3 hours. And they just watch matches of mine back. And I've heard this from people in south of the border, and it's a great thing. I mean, it's for me anyway, it's a chance for, you know, for me to live on, for people that can go back and watch my stuff all the time, you know, forever, is a real thrill to me. And I think it's a great thing, this network.
Yeah, you're talking about the WWE Network. It does have a huge on-demand library. And, of course, you can watch Brett's old matches as well. Talking to Brett the Hitman Hart here on Sportsnet 590 The Fan. And Brett, obviously, I mean, you had one of the all-time nicknames in wrestling. Where did that nickname come from? And were you ever jealous of somebody else's nickname? And do you wish maybe that there was a nickname you could have had? What was your favorite nickname, and what was the genesis of the Hitman?
Well, the Hitman, well, I just had to come up with a name. You know, I remember back in the 80s, but we had to come up with a name, and we kept throwing different names around. I remember I had narrowed it down to Iceman was one of them, and then it was, I think Hitman Hearns had his one of his last boxing matches with Sugar Ray Leonard, I think.
And, yeah.
He ended up losing the title or losing the match, and he retired. I remember reading it in the paper the next day that he was retiring from boxing forever. And I said to Jimmy Hart, I said, how about Hitman Hart? I said, he's going to retire. He's not going to use the name anymore. And it's a pretty cool name.
Yeah, I think so.
So we picked it, and, you know, that was the only time I ever had to pick a name. I had Cowboy Bret Hart before that, which was just mostly from when I wrestled in Japan and when I wrestled in England, because they loved a guy in a cowboy hat. It was an easy gimmick to carry around. But anyway, I never had to think of any other names. I always thought Stone Cold had one of the best. That was a good name.
Yeah, that was solid.
Perfect for his character, too.
Yeah, and he got to drink beers, which was, I mean, that's a great gimmick. Anytime you can work that in.
But I mean, just coming up with anything better than Stone Cold. Like, if you think Rattlesnake or whatever it was, there's nothing better than Stone Cold. It was just the perfect name for him.
Yeah, definitely. I wish I had a nickname, but I don't have one, unfortunately. Hey, Brett, thanks a lot for this. Appreciate it.
All right, well, it's great talking to you, and I'm looking forward to all the WWE stuff on the network. It's going to be great for me and great for wrestling fans.
Absolutely will. Thanks a lot for that. That's Brett the Hitman Hart.